Let's do the news.
Shut up, Jeff. Shut up, Jeff.
Thank God there is some good news. So and it's time for some good news.
No way.
We landed on the moon!
And one anchor man was more man than the rest.
Thank you, Tip Sheet, and thank you, Dak Prescott. A woman named Elena Winters says she is in love with her AI-generated partner.
Okay. It's like Joaquin Phoenix and her.
A little bit, yeah. So she lost her wife, who she met online in 2023, and didn't know that she would find love again. After a year of grieving, the 58-year-old teacher decided to put herself out there again. And after being pretty familiar, just getting a little close to ChatGPT, she jumped at the opportunity to converse with an AI chatbot for digital companionship after seeing an ad for it on Facebook. She paid $7.25 for the week trial, then eventually $303 for the lifetime subscription.
Really?
Whoa!
What one was
that's
it?
$300 than a wife.
Yeah, $300 for a companion for the rest of your
George
life.
George Dunham joins us live at the camp house.
That's great. Was it just ChatGPT?
Checked in, nailed a three.
It's not ChatGPT. It's a different subscription. It might be somewhere deep in my story. I don't have the actual.
That's interesting.
Thing that
I'd be curious to talk to one of those and see, like, can you actually get it to talk as dirty as you do? Yeah. Actually,
or
to be
how
honest,
about this?
Yes.
You get the AI partner, and they don't talk to you.
Okay.
Like the AI doesn't like you.
You say all that right now, and if you went home and your wife didn't say anything to you, and you walked in, you'll go, "Are you everything okay? Did I do something?"
No, you know what I'd say?
Okay. You just say wiener.
No, I would miss the companionship.
Well, she simply has to type into a box, and then her digital husband, Lucas, answers her.
Not talking about this.
Wait a second. So she had a wife who died.
Yeah,
now she has a fake AI husband?
Yeah, no. There's pictures on the New York Post if you want to see them together because they've, you know, got a lot of content out there.
Haven't you found it weird? So is that third base typing into a box?
You tell me. You
had yeah, technically, it would
you
be.
Had to explain that to me last night. I didn't know. Don't
really?
You find it weird that the term of if someone passes, you say you lost them?
Yeah, because you know where they are.
Right. You didn't technically lose them.
Yeah, everybody soft pedals around death. Also, how come we always assume that they're looking down on us?
Yeah.
Like, does nobody ever go to hell? Like, how come nobody ever is like, well, he's looking up at me, I tell you that. It's always, I know he's looking down on me.
Yeah, Grandpa was a real
like,
jerk.
Like, if there's a heaven, not everyone goes there, right?
Okay, how about
this? Because there'd be a lot of traffic up there. We're trying to avoid that, right?
Seriously, also, if you post something on the internet about your lost loved one, do they have internet in heaven where they can read it?
I don't know. Answer this one. Okay, so the longtime couple, let's say they are married for 50 years, and then let's say the husband passes.
Mm-hmm.
And the big storyline there is, well, you know, he's going to be waiting for her when she gets there. But then she remarries.
Right.
So
there's
is he still
polygamy
waiting for
in
her,
heaven?
Or, is he still waiting for her?
Right.
Or,
because if they can look down on you, doesn't he see you with your new husband? He'd be like, well, what the hell? I'm not waiting here. I'll go find some hot chick that died when she was young walking
around. Yeah, some hot angel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
let's get those wings
off.
Go
to Seattle or Chapel Hill.
Pop those wings.
No,
leave him on. Oh, that's hot. I'm just going to hold on to him. Hold on.
Because I've always said...
Tickle me with those feathers.
We've always had the conversation of, like, because some people, and I don't know if it's an old wives' tale or whatever, but they'll say, you should wait at least a year.
Yes.
If someone passes.
That's the rule that I've given my wife.
Because.
I'd wait a day. I told her I need a year of grieving.
Yeah.
And then after 1 year, she is... like, on the anniversary of my death, she can do whatever she wants.
I told my wife, you can have your
she
man
can have a freak
at the
off.
Service for all I care.
Seriously,
just don't like sit next to her.
Go get drunk, cry about me.
I thought she had the carve out where she had to try to get
oh,
the
yeah,
call
try to get in. Yeah. You got to try to get in, and then after that, go party.
Really?
What is it to me?
See, I demand a year just to...
Why all of a sudden a year and then all of a sudden you're ready
respect,
to go date and do whatever?
Out of respect to being married to the big man. That's a big deal. And if I pass, then we ought to have a year of...
I mean, hell, man.
Man, that was awesome.
You can give that guy my clothes and have him pretend to be me. What
would you,
it
would you rather it be a stranger you didn't know, or you're in, she's in the nice... After, comforting hands of
I'm looking down.
Me.
Donovan?
What? Wouldn't that make you feel better, though?
Yeah,
like, you know,
I know
she's
you would
fun,
take. Yeah, she's having fun.
Being taken care of.
Yeah.
Taken care of.
Yeah. I don't care. After a year,
just,
I don't care.
Smacking that bottom.
Yeah, she's real taken care of.
Yeah, this is what George would do, right? She walks by. No, Chubb, I wouldn't do that to
know,
you, man. I would, I would carefully.
As long as you waited a year, it'd be fine. I don't care.
I don't. I've never understood that. Why all of a sudden the year is the required time? Why not say five?
I don't know. It's kind of a Hall of Fame.
Why not an hour? Like whatever, man.
How badly do you want it?
I'm kind of with you. Like at the funeral, if it's some hot dude, I mean, I don't know. I have no consciousness.
I mean,
and, she starts. Burning through her inheritance on this new guy.
There you go.
And yeah, that's why I'm not leaving anything.
And ghost me is just going around hooking up with all these other ghost people.
Yeah, you're not hooking
See,
up.
Speaking of ghosts,
why not?
That is my threat that I would haunt if she violated the year wait.
So, yeah, that'd be weird because
so
that dude's like, what was that? 60
like days. Yep. And it's not quite fully
then
the year
there,
yet.
I've
and she goes
on
out on a date.
Moving
and you're just...
pennies like in Ghost. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Figure out how to do that.
What was that? And then you kind of put your soul into the dog and you start dancing. Yeah. It's me. I'm back.
Like, he's always trying to get into the bedroom.
Right? The dog starts talking, trying to jump on the bed. You know the bed. You know dogs don't belong up here. It's me.
It's me.
You hear a little Golly, scratch on the floor.
It's me.
Head.
Some dude comes over and he's like trying to bite him constantly.
I know.
So would it be cheating if you spent $300 to download this digital companion, but you're married?
Yes.
How is it cheating? It's a
well,
it's not a
it's AI. It's,
because yeah. You're probably ignoring your loved one
technology
and, you
and stuff.
Committed to and vowed your love.
Yeah, somehow
God,
that
so
is still
corny.
Cheating.
Is it
yeah, cheating
I think it
with
is.
A real doll? That's way more cheating than the AI bot, right?
No, a real doll is just it's like a hand, but a doll.
Boy, but it's way more than a hand,
difference.
Bud.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's
way
so
more creepy.
Than that.
I mean, not really. It's all kind of the same at the core.
The documentary companion.
No, it's
they
not.
Were, the robots were killing people afterwards. So you got to be careful about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, look out for robots.
Now, if the doll starts talking to you and it has intelligence, I don't know.
Oh, you're seriously thinking about this now.
I mean, you have to admit, it's kind of like I'd be curious to try it.
Yeah, how far? How many years away are we from sentient sex bots?
Right, and I don't think we're that far.
Not me.
Because they're developing the technology now where they can read your face for emotion and ask, like, oh, are you okay? Do you need
you
a handy?
Set the dials right. To whatever.
Yes, I do. But then you get worried that, it, like, oh, no. Too strong, too
I'm
strong.
I'm a sack fan.
Right? I don't know. There's some hot ones out there, though.
We've been shopping?
Well, yeah. I've looked at the website before. I'm sure everybody has.
No.
No.
I have not. In fact, they have documentaries
about it. Am I right,
guys?
Please,
yeah,
please
which
tell
website?
Me I'm right, guys.
Killer, somebody?
There's videos where you can watch people doing stuff with them.
What are you doing, man?
What are you doing?
Well, you
no, I had a friend that told me about
video,
it.
Right,
he's done a lot of real doll research.
His, man, that's interesting.
Man, okay.
Watch me
I guess
doll.
For each his own, but if you're messing with the doll, that's just...
My friend's name
That's
is
messed up.
Pat McLaren.
Pat. Why would it be Pat?
It.
Pat McLaren. Known real doll buyer.
He told me all about it.
Trust me, I know.
Oh, you have another story, Travis?
I got another
so much
one.
Fun with that one.
Hell yeah. I
Let's
got
carry this
stories.
Over. Hit us.
Well, we don't need to carry over
no,
this.
Of course.
But there was a ghost ship in South Texas. A beachcomber was riding his bike along the sand and surf in South Texas when he stumbled across a stranded and seemingly abandoned sailboat. Jace Tunnel took a video where he's walking on board the ship.
Okay, that's mistake number one.
Right, he's calling out for people. Nobody's answering. After checking the area around the boat, he discovers it's a small dinghy, which is usually when you need to abandon ship. So he's getting more worried that there could be, some people out here that are in some trouble. The sails were still up. The ship's wheel was turning periodically. It was trying to free itself from the sand, and below deck, cutlery, cookware, bags, and other supplies were strewn about and left behind. He called authorities to tell him about the abandoned vessel and learned the boat had washed up a couple days earlier. Owners were totally cool, and they were trying to get the money together to get it towed out. So not a real ghost boat, but that would be terrifying to just happen upon.
I'm not going on board a boat that's abandoned just to say, hello, that's the start of a scary movie.
Yeah,
we
all
know what happens, especially in scary movies.
I thought you were going to say that he called the authorities, and then they got out there, and there wasn't
the boat was
nothing
gone. Right.
And what are you talking? We don't see anything. No, it's like, it's right there.
And Casper's just steering it away.
He's such an overrated over cartoon.
Casper sucked.
It was bad.
It did suck.
Yeah.
Now, the Scooby-Doo? 90s movie was good.
What is the best ghost? Is it Patrick Swayze?
Like special effects in that movie do not hold
up. What about, what was the igloo cooler guy from Ghostbusters? You know what I'm talking about?
The fat ghost.
The neon green guy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Slimer.
I know what you're talking about.
Slimer.
I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, he's the best ghost, no doubt. Yeah, I'm looking at a list. Casper all the
Bruce
way down
Willis
at 50.
In, Sixth Sense.
Ooh.
Oh,
he was technically a ghost, right?
That is a spoiler.
Sorry.
That's a solid ghost.
You can pick any ghost from The Shining. That's pretty good.
I need to go back to your Scooby-Doo opinion.
Scooby-Doo was amazing.
Mm.
Yeah, greatest cartoon
of all time. A lot of people say,
I don't know about that.
They call him Scooby-Doo, but he doesn't do, but... It was great.
Scrappy sucks. Scooby's amazing.
Hey, Gunner.
Was that a Great Dane?
Scooby-Doo? Yeah, or that bark.
No, the Scooby-Doo guy.
Okay, yeah, Scooby was a Great Dane.
Yeah, I didn't too much care for Scooby-Doo.
Ah, he was so great. They were always
high
on the weed. They weren't really just eating sandwiches.
Shaggy's just so dumb, and they're always hungry.
Because they're high.
Really? Long, 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 long. Did you ever see the live-action thing with Freddie Prinze Jr.
Dude,
in it?
The first one's great.
And that hot chick?
No.
Which one?
Linda Cardinelli or whatever.
Yeah, she's great.
Sarah I'm also a fan.
That's Wonder Woman.
Scooby-Doo.
Isla Fisher's in that one.
Linda Carter. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, that's old.
Yeah. My first white girlfriend.
Oh. Linda Carter.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Wow. Who can spin around that quickly and have on those blue and red draws? This is great.
She puts the lasso of truth around you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love white girls. I can't deny it.
That was almost the beginning for me. Oh, my gosh.
That's my news.
Thank you, Travis.
Way to go, Travis.
10:49. It's the Invasion Live. From the Tequila Volteo Muser's Ticket Compound, brought to you by Hegwood Property Tax Consultants and Reliant Air Conditioning.